Hello and welcome to the final bell. It is great to have you with us, the official Geelong Cats podcast. I'm joined by a man who I am joined by every single week to talk all things Geelong, to talk about the game that's been and the game that's coming up, and to interview a couple of the players. Scotty Gallen, good to see you, Scotty.
Good to see you, Cameron, in these fine surrounds I find myself in.
We're going to get
you look remarkably well dressed.
Seconds, I do have the suit on right now. We've got a sponsor for the podcast.
Of course, it was only a matter of time.
It was. Big thank you to Lake Imaging who've come on board. They've been involved in the podcast over the last couple of years. They're on board as the key sponsor of this podcast. It's great to have them. They're the leading diagnostic radiology provider in central and western Victoria. Thank you to Lake Imaging. So any of your imaging needs, go and see them.
Straight to them.
We are...
Where are we, Cameron? Tell our wonderful, loyal listeners.
As you've alluded to on previous podcasts, I have started a new job back at my old school, St. Joseph's in Geelong, where a number of quality AFL products have come from and fine young men have graduated from.
Yes.
And I've asked if it was okay by you if we do a one-off podcast in one of the meeting rooms at St. Joey's. And it's a superb day. The grounds are looking magnificent. And I've even invited back a couple of...
Yeah, you found a couple of ex-students. Yes, a couple students.
Old St. Joey's boys. Jack Henry and Sam Simpson are going to join us on the podcast. They're going to be coming up shortly. Safety in numbers. The Joey's boys stick together,
this
Scotty.
Very impressive, the aura that you're running the show. You've taken over a meeting room. We're basically sitting in the staff room. They've had to get out.
I had to ask for specific permission to get you in here, to let you
through
the
gates. I was a bit nervous getting in because a lot of my friends went to this school and I was a bit toey about getting in. But I got through with my head down. So
Did you ever play against any of the St. Joey's footy teams?
No. We were country boys. We didn't bother with these sort of private-y, whatever
it's
you are.
It's not a private
school. Yeah, you're verging on private school type setups. Down in Colac, we were way too ahead of the game.
Were you Colac High?
Yeah. Doesn't exist anymore. They knocked it down.
They booted you out the door.
I was as basic as it got, Cameron. It's a miracle I can string two words together.
Oh, well, you do it very well every single week on this podcast, Scotty. It's great to have you here.
Maybe
at
I shouldn't string too many words together.
Well, we're going to talk about that. Well, let's talk about it now, shall we? As I said, Jack Henry, Sam Simpson coming up. Maybe we don't go into the game in too much detail with them because it was a win, a 30-point victory to the Cats. But all those present at the game, and I was sitting there with my 8-year-old and my 6-year-old, and I put on a great act to them
saying... You were brave facing it?
It was, it's all about the win, how exciting. Deep down, I was thinking, this is not a great game of football. From both teams, North Melbourne, they're in a rebuilding phase. They're struggling a bit this year, missing key players. Luke McDonald, Davies Uniac pulled out before the game. Cameron Zerha wasn't playing. They were below strength. And the Cats struggled to... knock them over.
It
wasn't pretty, Scotty.
I'm a glass half full man all the time.
Good, let's do that.
So now we're 3-2 and not playing well. Big tick.
Yes.
Well, that is legitimately because your bank wins early. So you know better than me. Your bank wins while you're not going great because you know things are going to turn around. The issue is we are talking about the same thing. When does it turn? This was bad disposal, inaccurate kicking. You saw it at ground level, like there was some options and things happening that is everything we've talked about to keep continuing that against the team that you should have been able to do it against.
There were times where I felt that they had opportunities to slice straight through North Melbourne and chose safer, slower ball use. Tom Hawkins was ready to tear his beautiful, luscious hair out of his head. He was so frustrated. The ball use to him was terrible. He had his opponent beaten on countless occasions and the ball either went sailing over his head straight into the arms of his opponent, landed on top of his head, which allowed the opponent to put a knee right in the middle of his back, or hit the grass.
Yeah,
It wasn't pretty, but it's a win. It's a 30-point win. Move on to a block of games. And we're not going to move. We will dissect it a bit, but move on to a block of games.
I think
that's
how they would have looked at it. Exactly, like that.
The next 3 weeks tells us truly where this team is at. They've got the West Coast Eagles at home, GMHBA Stadium this week, Sydney at the SCG, Richmond at the MCG. We get a great indication from those three games what this team is going to be like. There is one big asterisk next to those block of three games, and it's from Sunday's game against the Kangaroos. Patrick Dangerfield came off with what looked like just an ankle injury, maybe pretty standard. Ankle. Yeah, just cautious. Let's not put him back on. The game was under control. Perhaps more serious than first thought.
Well, syndesmosis, which has become osteitis, suddenly a rolled ankle is not a rolled ankle. Suddenly it's surgery, you're in trouble. Patrick thought he was okay. The doctors thought he was okay. He's gone to Sydney to see another specialist because 24 hours after the game, and then by Monday I was like, oh, maybe this could be syndesmosis, which is surgery 8 weeks. So my understanding is Patrick's desperate not to, because you know how much he hates missing games. Apparently the 3-game suspension was the most he's missed in a row his whole career. So he doesn't like not playing.
No, but the word you're hearing and we're starting to filter through is perhaps he'll miss this week.
I definitely won't play this week. So,
and then they'll see how it's healing.
They'll have to make a decision on surgery this week. So we'll know more later in the week. But he's hoping not to have surgery. There's differing opinions on whether he should.
That's a huge blow if that ends up. Even if it's not surgery, it's still, I would say, if it's a syndesmosis injury that heals under its own.
At least 2 or 3 weeks to heal it on its own.
Oh, yeah. I'd say more.
Maybe a month. More. Yeah, so.
And he's already missed the three. He found a bit of the footy on the weekend against North Melbourne, but was very scratchy. His touch wasn't there. His kicking wasn't there, like most of his teammates. And you could see he needed the run. But then if he's going to miss a block of maybe another 3 or 4, perhaps worst case 7 or 8, that's a huge blow.
It's no matter what team you are, you know, Dustin Martin doesn't play for Richmond. They struggle. Yeah, he's the best player in this team. He's going to potentially be missing for it. So it's another challenge. And, you know, this group, you're finding out more. They're playing more youngsters. Sam DeConing had a go.
Sam DeConing was very good.
Sam DeConing, I like to call him that. Why do we go with DeConing? Have we asked his parents?
His parents have told
us. Okay, Sam DeConing. He he needs a bit of weight room action, but he got near it.
He got himself
can't kick, but he got near it a lot.
He did butcher a couple of balls, and that would have been nerves in his legs feeling like they were 1,000 kilos each.
Yeah, I know.
But I loved he got himself into position to mark the ball and to contest the ball and took one nice strong grab. There's signs there. Now best is 5 years away.
Oh, yeah, we know that, but there's something there.
There's something there. All I look for with a tall player like that is, does he read the flight of the ball well and end up in the right position to contest the footy and to mark the ball?
Yep.
And that was absolutely yes.
Gets in the right spots.
Now he's going to be knocked out of the way by bigger bodies. Oh, he's going to get a bit of a whack and his arms collapse a little bit just because of the weight room work. All of that's going to happen over the next 4 years. But he was in the right position. That excites me.
Yeah, no, that's good. And he was in the right position to get his first goal of AFL until Luke Dalhouse, who we love, who's had a bit of a drought himself for goals, said, no, big fella.
I wonder if Lukey Dale, just that mindset of, I've got to get myself one, didn't realise that was the first game of standing there.
The eyes were lit up, so for old Sammy, you'll have to. What I like, I mean, the Cats are blooding the youngsters.
They are, and Brandon Parfitt took a big step. I know he's no longer a youngster.
Back from a week off, he dominated.
To being a leader in the midfield, alongside we've seen Cam Guthrie emerge as a genuine leader in that midfield.
That was a good sign.
So Mitch Duncan found a bit of the footy again, but his ball use wasn't as sharp. He'll be better for another run.
Tommy Stewart was magnificent.
Outstanding. I was sitting next to, I had my two boys with me on one side, plus my 8-year-old had a mate, North Melbourne supporter. The banter between 8-year-olds
on
opposing teams. No, it was as cute as I've ever heard. They had no idea how to stir each other up. But on the other side was my dad and my mum. And I just leaned across to Dad and I said, gee, I would have loved to have played with Tom Stewart.
He
would have fitted in very nicely. Has that hard, ruthless, defensive nature.
He's got a bit
nature,
about your ear, actually. He would have.
Oh, he takes the game on too, though. He's sure with everything he does.
Kicks it well. No, that's a good call. That's a very good call.
We are skipping one thing too before we go too much into the game. Pre-game.
Oh, beautiful. Kazook, we flagged it. We got everyone there. We razzed up the
4 o'clock.
Great, Great turnout.
Harry Taylor had his kids in the car, had James, Isabel and Abby in the car with him, and then the great Gaz had little Levi in the car as
My
well.
My mail is
superb.
Levi, just as about to go out, thought this is not the best idea. Said that if you notice, Gaz was holding his phone. He wasn't for photos. I think he was watching The Wiggles. So Levi was... Oh, we've all been there and done that.
The things you got to do, absolutely. Yeah,
so Gaz did very well. It was a beautiful moment.
Beautifully done. The songs they played as they went around, I think it was, one was that Hall of Fame song.
Oh, yeah,
and
okay.
It was that, and just as the crowd rose as they got to each section, for just the standing ovation and the love and support from the crowd. I loved it. Again, having my boys there.
Yeah.
I was like, boys, stand up. Stand up on your seat. I said, I know you didn't watch much of them, but just appreciate how great these people are. It was fantastic to see.
21,000 twilight against the bottom team on a Sunday, that I easily 5,000 or 6,000 extra because of what that I reckon. That game wouldn't have pulled 20,000 without those two legends.
Call.
Seriously, it wouldn't have happened.
No, that's a fair call.
Well, the club did well and the fans did really well.
Get through the game. Look to next week.
Oh, would you review that? You wouldn't.
Yeah, you have to. You have to.
But don't they get sick? Like, we'll talk to the boys. Like, imagine you've played those games. You know it was rubbish. Do you need to watch all the video? Sometimes as a coach, I reckon you go, that was complete.
Yeah, but if you're 4-0 going into that game and you're dominating and then you have this blah game against a team that
The blah's been going on for a little while.
Yeah, I think they still need to – they need to be reviewing that seriously and saying, okay, where are the opportunities where North Melbourne gave the ball back to them so many times and they didn't then just go straight through them. Just so I make myself really clear. When you turn the ball over really deep in your defence and it's slow and it's an intercept mark or there's a free kick or it's deep, deep in your back pocket, okay, great. Smart, cautious ball used to work your way down the ground and there's patience because the opposition's set up, it's deep in your defence. I'm not advocating for crazy kamikaze stuff there like we used to play from back in that position. But when the opposition gives you the ball back in the middle of the ground, between the arcs, that is the opportunity where you just go and rip through them at a million miles an hour, and there is nothing more intimidating than
that. You're kicking to Hawk one-on-one. At worst.
At worst. And he will destroy anyone he's on at one-on-one.
Yeah, I don't know why the message isn't getting through. I mean, hopefully, like you said, there's been blokes in and out, maybe a few are rusty. Hopefully the mojo gets back.
Speaking of in and outs, maybe a couple of changes?
I get emotional.
Jeremy Cameron will play, won't he?
Jeremy Cameron's in. Coach declared it, so that's very good. So, Hawk will be very happy.
So Jeremy Cameron in, Dangerfield out.
Yes, that's what I would be looking at.
It's not what we wanted to hear. We wanted to hear Dangerfield and Cameron playing together, but...
I think Sam DeConny might have had his taster.
Well, you reckon only one game?
Well, Maxie Holmes, the best dog grounded, he got dropped the next week. I think, well, with Cameron back, you probably don't need him getting in the way.
I did hear reports out of the VFL. They knocked off North Melbourne. Very impressive in the first three quarters of the game. Darcy Fort dominated the ruck. Dominated.
Well,
and Asava Radigalia... very impressive, and even a couple of big fend-offs. They were the crowd that watched were talking about these big fend-offs where he just took people on and thought, I'm bigger and stronger than you, get out of my way.
All right, that's done. Sammy DeConny, you're having a rest. Asava straight in, because this is a structure we want.
It's up Reece against Nick Nat.
Yeah, so you need, he's got hops like Nick Nat. You need two.
Okay.
So Fort, or one of them has to come in for DeConny. Oh, now we've got to drop someone else for...
You know, by the end of the year, I'm going to teach you it's deconing.
No, I'm going with what I've said. Well, then you've got to find someone out, like Jordan Clark, who I love.
Medical sub, unused.
Unused medical sub. Leg speed again. Do I need to keep saying that? That disappoints me.
Mark O'Connor's the unknown. Does he come straight back in?
Where was the shark?
He was out with an injury concern. I'm not exactly sure. What it was?
Shark's got to play on Tim Kelly.
Yeah, I want him on TK.
Well, then we're back in the mix of who has a rest. I mean...
Ben Jarvis and Josh Jenkins both kicking four goals in the VFL, but with Jeremy Cameron coming back, neither of them.
They need to rest.
Another one for you, though, for listeners. Oscar Brownless played his best game for the club. Coming back,
I really want him to get a crack at it.
Yeah, had a shoulder injury really late in preseason, so was just set back a little bit. Best game from the club for the club.
Okay, now we have issues, listeners, finding one more to go out because.
So you want Jordan Clarke in, and you? I don't know whether I can get
Jordan Clarke in. To be honest, I think he should be in. But if you're getting Shark back, Cameron in, lose and. And Asava or Fort, whichever one of them. You need two ruckmen against Nick Nat, proper ruckmen.
Okay.
So that's three changes. Dangerfield, okay. Sam DeConing, and one other.
It might depend on whether the little whispers about the West Coast forward line.
Maybe Kolder's not required. You know, Jack Henry and Kolder have been doing a bit of swapsies.
Well, Jack better be required. Well, we're talking to him in a second. He's about to walk through that door.
I just... whistled that out before he was there. But he's the swing man who, of course, should be in that team, and he will be. But if there's Allen, Kennedy and Darling, but we think maybe Kennedy, you know, too old to make the trip all the way down to Geelong, which will be very good for us. I think one of the tall defenders might have to make way.
Okay. Watch this space. But we've definitely got Cameron in, Danger out. We've got Sav or Fort in.
Perhaps and Shark injury,
DeConing out, which would be unlucky, but he's out of taste.
No, he's out of taste. That's what we're all.
Mark the Shark definitely comes back if he's available.
He comes in and tags. No, I think
someone misses.
I like what they're doing. They're giving kids a taste.
Well, your point. Now I'm thinking about it, is well made. Jack Henry no longer plays forward. We'll ask him about the fact he's played the swingman role a little bit, but he's no longer forward if Jeremy Cameron's there with Hawkins and Gary Rowan's back. I don't think you can. I think you only have two out of Henderson, Kolajasny, Henry.
Yeah, that, absolutely.
And I like. I definitely like Henry. Henry's number one out of those two. So I'd probably say you only have one out of Henderson or Kolajasny.
Hendo at his age, and like he's not going to play every game. You've got to start thinking about things like that.
True.
So, you know, there might be some managed coming in. It'll be interesting. Again, selection dilemmas.
Selection dilemmas. We like it. We better take a break because Jack Henry and Sam Simpson, both good St. Joey's boys.
Have we got any food or any drinks from people to look after me, guest of honour at this place?
They're about to walk through the door. They'll bring a coffee.
Oh, they will. They're good men.
They're good boys. Before we do take a break, we do know that feathers will fly when the West Coast Eagles land in Geelong this weekend to face the Cats at GMHBA Stadium.
Did you write this?
Did you like that one, Scotland? Get your dose of Saturday afternoon footy at the Cattery as our boys look to make it two on the trot with tickets starting at just $30 for adults and $5 for kids. Reserve seat holders and social club members can redeem a ticket free via Ticketmaster. Plus, get to the ground early and watch the future in action as the VFL boys take on an AFL Under 18 Academy team from 10 a.m. See you at the footy. Go Cats. Let's take a break. Jack and Sam coming up next.
For all your new season Cats gear, hats, hoodies, you name it. Get down to the Cats shop at GMHBA Stadium today or visit thecatsshoponline.com.au. The Cats shop is your one-stop shop for everything you need to support the greatest team of all. Go Cats!
Hello and welcome back. It's great to have you with us on To The Final Bell. We are brought to you by Lake Imaging, the leading diagnostic radiology provider in central and western Victoria. And as promised, we've got a couple of special guests here, Scotty. Right. We've already spoken about the fact you've made the huge trek to my old school, St. Joey's. And you've
Say a prayer at the door when I came in.
I'm surprised you even made it through the gates, Scotty. But two guys who know this place very, very well.
I know.
St. Joey's old boys. The class of 2016, but also doing some wonderful things with the Cats. Jack Henry and Sam Simpson is with us. Hello, boys.
Yo, guys. Thanks for having us.
Great to have you both here. Sammy, I'm going to get to you in just a second because all the listeners to this podcast just want to know when is Sam Simpson back, and we might have some good news there. Jack, just quickly, pulled up okay. Everything good from Sunday twilight game against the Kangas?
Yep, feel pretty good, Lingy. Yeah, just one of them ones you get through and feeling pretty fine. So, yeah, get through this week of training and we'll be right for next week.
Are you a forward, a back or a ruckman at the moment?
At the moment, I've got no idea. been everywhere. So, but no, I think hopefully start to settle a bit more in the back line.
Nice and settled back here in your old school. Were you a good Good boy?
Yeah, I was a good boy, Lingy.
Hang on. So you two, same year level, same footy team. I think I asked you off air. You wouldn't have lost many games. You won the whole thing. Herald Sun Shield?
Yeah, we did in our year 12 year. Sammy, I don't think, played that game. So we had a pretty strong...
Yeah, it was
pretty strong.
Dropped
that game as well.
Were you dropped or were you injured for that game, Sammy?
Or misbehaving, detention?
Yeah, I don't think they needed me in the
end. Saturday detention, he couldn't come.
So it was in the junior ranks, you know, Herald Sun Shield's a big deal. It would have been massive, I gather.
Yeah, it was huge. Playing on the MCG.
Who'd you beat in the
final? St. Pat's.
It's always St. Pat's. Nice. It's always St. Pat's Ballarat, isn't it?
Yeah, they're there every
year. Is there any other school that ends up in the grand final? Nah. MCG, a precursor to another game?
Yeah, I think, who was it? It was, West Coast and Collingwood,
That's awesome. How good's that?
We didn't win it in my day.
So. No. Who was in your year level?
No one other really. So Jimmy Bartel, Nick Maxwell were three years below, and Matty Scarlett was 2 years above. So
you were a dud year.
We were solid. We were solid. We might have. I think we went down to.
What was it like, boys? Coming to this school in the legend of Cameron. What's he talked about now that he runs it again? What was it like?
Met him in the reception. There's a fair bit of aura about him in there. Like, it was people bringing him things and making sure he was all right. So,
and his reputation as a student before you go, was he sort of put up as the one to follow?
I haven't heard too many stories. Have we? No, a good leadership, I think. I think that's the one they...
So they're programmed. You've got them all.
Thank you, boys. Thank you very much. I'm going to get Scotty away from this nonsense. He wants to tease me the whole time.
Asking facts.
Sammy, when are we going to see you?
This week, finally.
Fantastic.
Very keen to get my first hit out of the way. We've actually got a practice match against the AOS Academy in the VFL. So, have a run around there and hopefully find some form.
I've got to put my hand up here, Cameron.
Yes.
The grand final. I forgot your injury in the grand final, Sammy.
Can we rewind? So we're doing the podcast 3-4 weeks ago.
The first one, I think.
And we were putting together our best 22, and I said, well, Sam Simpson's in it, assuming he's okay and recovered, and I'm not sure. Scotty's like, well, what do you mean? What's he got to recover from?
I think
from?
We were adding it. Who was in the grand final team or something?
Yeah. Would you like to see one of the most horrific looking injuries going around?
It was
scary though, wasn't it? I mean,
yeah. Take us through the incident.
I don't remember it either. So yeah. It's all good.
See.
I can remember maybe up to the fourth quarter just before it happened. I was pretty out of it after that and. Basically woke up when the siren went just in the rooms and in the hands of the docs. And
you say, did we win?
There was a TV on in there and I found out pretty quickly that it wasn't a great result. But
and it was the head, number one, was their biggest concern, head and neck. But then the shoulder as well. So is that a shoulder reconstruction over the summer?
Yeah, funnily enough, I didn't realise for about a week I was just worried about the head, and it actually pulled up really well. In a couple of days, I was pretty clear again. So, we had our off season, and my shoulder just kept sort of slipping out on me, just sitting around doing not much. And I was like, oh, that's probably not right. Like, it's not great.
Got to get a cover.
Checked in with the docs, and they had a feel, and were like, that's a scan, and. And then basically I was straight home for surgery and had a reco back in Melbourne.
And coming into this season and other couple of little injury concerns that you're coming back from, but good news you're playing this week, frustrated? I mean, you had such a wonderful year last year. You took that big leap to becoming such an important player of the best 22. Has there been any frustration, or is it something that, no, that's fine, I'll get this right and I can still have a huge impact?
Yeah, definitely. Especially because, it's a long-term injury. You use that as a bit of fuel to in your rehab to train hard and try and get that back, get back on the field quicker, really. It's just been that bit of motivation and, a bit of fire in the belly. But, finally looking forward to this weekend and hopefully it all goes well.
Now, Jack, Lingy had a crack about the swingman, but... Take us through how it's happened. You train as a defender, I gather, all year? I mean, all pre-season?
Yeah, yeah, I have.
And the tap came at halftime of Hawthorn.
Yeah.
As a kid, turned the game.
Oh, yeah, we're going to get to the good bits. You'd played forward before, but do you get the shock or do you, Scarlo says, go over to that group, we don't want you anymore, or how does it work?
Not necessarily. Hopefully he doesn't say he doesn't want me anymore, but no, yeah, just at halftime, I think they just wanted another taller option because Big Hawk has it pretty hard when there's a few big guys trying to jump into him. So yeah, I pretty much got told just to make sure Frost doesn't keep running and jumping at it and just play a bit of footy. I don't know, they don't try and overcoach me because they just let me do my thing a little bit.
And the assumption now all of our listeners would make it with we're assuming Jeremy Cameron gets his first run.
He's in.
It's locked.
Coach has declared.
It's done. Okay, good. I'm glad you're all over it. Yeah. Perhaps not required down there this week. So
Have thought so. I think he can have the half forward role back, I think.
Slot straight back into the back line role?
Yeah. I wasn't really forward at all last week with big Sammy DeConing in there. But yeah, I just had to help out in the ruck a little bit and let Bliss settle in the back line. So
Sam showed plenty.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't have his kicking boots on, I must admit.
He wasn't the only one.
No, that's right. But took the grabs, looked comfortable, and he's only going to fill out more. It must be exciting seeing a big, young, raw player like that and think, yeah, this kid could be something.
Yeah, Sammy was great. He, even just getting to contest and making a contest, which is probably why he was in the side first and foremost, and just helps our smalls get to work and probably something we lacked in previous weeks. So, yeah, it was great having him in and he looked comfortable.
What about the goal of the year? We've got to talk about that. You created the whole thing and kept running. And obviously, sometimes I gather you don't think too much about things because it'll unravel. Was that all instinct and in hockey and you're all running and Jordan's there? What was that like?
It's a blur, really. When it happens, it is very instinctive. So
you thought you should give it to him because he's right there.
Oh, yeah, so I give it to Clarkie every day. He's one of the fastest guys on the list. So I'll just got it and try it. I've been working on personally trying to use my feet a bit more and get out of those sort of pressure situations. So yeah, it was nice to be able to do that for myself and for the team. But yeah, and then the support from Hawk and Jordan.
Did you think about kicking it yourself when you got that handball?
I think, because you don't get many chances up forward, so I think, I could cash in one more, but no, if I missed that, I wouldn't have come back, I don't think.
That you now have that belief and confidence, and have done for a couple of years on the field. Sammy, I reckon last year, sitting back as a supporter, and it was all from the comfort of our living room, not being able to be there. But we could see that with you last year. That was there a point in last season where you realised, oh, hang on, I'm not just some kid who's just snuck into the team and, you know, running around just trying to get the odd kick here and there, but I'm actually influencing games and contributing in a massive way to this team. And was there a comfort level of, I'm part of this now?
Yeah, definitely. It's a good question because I suppose prior to last year, like, all you're working towards is trying to get an opportunity. So once that came, you know, you definitely just want to take it with both hands. And I think, you know, now we're going into our fifth year and you sort of get to that level where, you're like, right, I really want to contribute to the team. I'm not just a young guy coming in that, you know, is the 22nd person in. It was nice to have a good role in there, in that high forward and try and just make an impact around some stoppages and stuff like that.
Certainly did that. Created a lot of things. I'm just ticking off the days until we can get him back in there. We're just one week and straight back in. Can we manage that?
He's on
that?
The 1 week routine. Nice.
We'll see how it goes.
I noticed Jeremy Cameron was the no weeks and straight back in.
No, you don't bother with that stuff. Just looking back, I mean, the hub, I mean, it probably feels a bit surreal now looking back. I mean, last year feels a bit weird for everyone, but the fact, you know, you got through it and now you're on the other side, what was it really like?
I didn't mind it. I'm
the same.
Yeah, were you both though, thrive and enjoy it, not a hate it?
Yeah. I think you kind of had to make the most of it. Like, you had to put things into perspective. Like, we got to keep playing footy. That was probably the best part. And, for us, we got to spend time with all our mates. We're pretty young still. We like spending a lot of time together. I mean, it's easier for us because we don't have our own families. But, yeah, the sunshine was nice up there, and I think, yeah, just mainly though, just playing footy and enjoying our time.
Was that the big downer of the whole thing when all those families arrived and all those kids just running around annoying the hell out of you? Little George Dangerfield running a mark and all that?
Little George. No, he was good. I liked hanging out with him, actually. It actually wasn't too bad. It was pretty refreshing having some new faces come into the hub, and it was nice to see, you know, all the dads and stuff a bit more sprightly again. So, it was good.
No one is spilling the beans on who the most annoying kids
were. Wow, we can get a top three. Grind Myers, how did Grind handle?
Grizer.
Oh, yeah. Kids. I was talking about teammates.
Oh, team.
You want kids. Oh, dear. I'm not getting involved in that. Which of the teammates really lifted themselves during the hub, given you're spending 24/7?
Lifted. Charlie Constable.
Chooker. Your man.
He was funny. He's good fun to be around, Charlie.
Lukey Dalhousie, he was good, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He's floating about.
Sounds like the same people. Everyone's fairly unanimous on the names. Yes, Chooker's
a common
thing. Chooker's my man. I'm trying to get in the team every chance I can get. But is he just a pest off the field?
Yeah, a bit.
Jack lives with him.
I'm living with him at the moment. He's a massive pest. Yeah, but spending day in, day out with him, it can start wearing thin. Charlie? Nah, we love Charlie, though.
Good. I keep trying to get him a game. Scotty's always fighting against him.
No,
doesn't want him in there.
That's incorrect. Now, what about the Cats? I mean, overall, it's been a so-so start. You know, you've taken a while to get... What's it like as a player? Because you're clearly not playing the way you want to play, but is that personnel and rustiness?
Yeah,
I mean, you're flying, but I'm talking about all the other blokes who aren't doing their job.
Yeah, it's hard to sort of pinpoint what's going wrong. I don't think it's been catastrophic. I mean, we obviously haven't been playing out of our skin and up to the standard we want to be playing, but we're still getting a couple of wins. I think we're moving in the right direction. Like, we're making progress on sort of a lot of the things we want to do and execute, so... I think, I'm still very confident in how we're going to shape up this year and hopefully start really finding our form towards middle and end of the year.
Let's hope so. The fans are out there. They're cheering you on as always. Huge game this weekend. You're playing the VFL versus the Under 18 Academy guys. Jack, on Saturday afternoon. That game's 10 a.m. on Saturday.
10 a.m. That's early start.
Yeah.
That's dew kicking. Real old school.
Good luck with that. So that'll be the curtain raiser. Then there'll be a bit of an Anzac Day ceremony before the main game. But 1:45 at the Cattery, GMHBA Stadium. It's still a big test. I know home deck helps, but the West Coast Eagles at their best when you see Kennedy and Allen and Darling playing up forward, and Nick Nat, Tim Kelly, who hopefully won't have too good a game against his old team, through the middle of the ground. They are going to be a big test, aren't they?
Yeah, always. They're always a tough ask, the West Coast Eagles, but I don't think it's a bad thing for us. I mean, you can't just... I mean, and then again, it's like most teams you play, they can, if they show up, like they can be really good and hard to beat, but it'll be a good test to see where we're at and see how we're shaping up against some of the better teams in the comp.
Did I hear a whisper that one of those key forwards might not play for the Eagles?
Which one? The oldest one?
I think the oldest one. I did hear a whisper.
It's a long way for a 35-year-old guy. I would hope Oscar,
if all three play, would you get one in particular, or do you just as a group handle them?
Fairly group dynamic down there, but usually Blitz, he'll take the big one, and Hendo as well, he'll probably take another big one, and then Collar and I and whoever else can sort of shift through the other guys. But yeah, it's never really all right, you got him the whole day, you just beat him. It's more we like to help each other. So
is Mark the Shark back? Mark
Shark
O'Connor?
I'm not too sure what the Shark's doing, but
wouldn't mind sending him to Tim Kelly. Just can't make sure TK has a nice quiet game.
He's been good in the middle, hasn't he?
He can tag for another week.
Been right. Excellent. We better let you two guys go. Just
what's on for the rest of the day? Is this a lay day?
I've got a bit of uni to catch up on. I'll be.
This education got you to uni in this wonderful establishment.
I should have come in here and used some of my teachers. But
what are you studying?
Film and television, actually.
Oh, hang on.
A bit different.
Making movies, Cameron.
Yes.
Yep.
Taking my
journey. You've made many movies over your journey. That sounds interesting. What uni?
It's at Deakin.
Oh, cool.
Burwood, though, so I've got to do it online.
Oh, Burwood. Sammy, what are you off of today?
Yeah, a bit of study as well. I'm just doing a...
What are you doing, Sammy?
Diploma of business, so... Yeah,
kicking that off, get the work done. Look at what they produce at this school.
These are the bright students that we produce.
I thought they'd be footballers and that's enough.
That's a good balance, lifestyle balance of great education, great sport.
Did you go to university, Cameron?
I went to university.
No, you didn't.
I never obtained my university degree.
Did you set foot in?
I had 5 years, part-time.
5 years?
Part-time, doing primary school teaching. And I didn't do my rounds, though, so I never actually got my... graduation.
5 years of wasted.
It was a double degree, primary teaching and arts.
Arts?
Well, not as in art. My major was history.
Well, there you go. We've learned something. Cameron's a primary school teacher.
No, I'm definitely not. I wouldn't have the patience for that. You can borrow one of the classrooms if you want. Grab some of those teachers. Do a bit of extra tutoring for you.
He's got the lay of the land now, hasn't he?
Jack, Sammy, thank you both for coming and having a chat. Good luck this week against the Eagles. Good luck for your comeback game in the VFL, Sammy. Hopefully it's only the one and straight back in. That's what I'm pushing for. I love seeing you in the team. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, good on you, boys. Appreciate thanks it. For having us.
For all your new season Cats gear, hats, hoodies, you name it, get down to the Cats shop at GMHBA Stadium today or visit thecatsshoponline.com.au. The Cats shop is your one-stop shop for everything you need to support the greatest team of all. Go Cats!
Welcome back. It is great to have you with us to the final bell, brought to you by Lake Imaging, the leading diagnostic radiology provider in central and western Victoria. We are in the meeting room of St. Joey's.
We are.
And a couple of our wonderful alumni have just left.
They're good kids.
As I walked them out, I took them to the office of...
Of course you did.
Lynchy, Chris Lynch, who is the coach of... the Herald Sun Shield team that he's talking about.
Oh, he coached them to victory.
He wanted to know why his name wasn't mentioned.
That's a good point. Good work, Lynchy.
Yes, yes.
Is he still holding the role as football coach?
I think it's a shared role now amongst a couple. And
they're trying to negotiate you. Oh, you work for a rival? Actually, what's happened there, Cameron?
No, I don't.
Have you revealed your former workings with a rival?
I briefly was involved in the football program at Geelong Grammar. A completely different competition.
Briefly, you got your children in there for free school... schooling.
No, I did.
Well, that's the only reason you do any work for those sort of establishments. So have you ceased that relationship?
I have
relationship?
Ceased that, yes.
Is that part of your employment?
No, I was ceasing that anyway. Anna, I'm so happy I've invited Scotty into my old school.
I'm starting to really... I might walk the corridors after this.
I'll introduce you to a few of my former teachers. I'll have glowing things to say about me, Scott.
You've got them all bluffed, but I love how you've done it. But how good are those two? Sam Simpson, we talk about kicking the ball properly, making decisions. He is everything this team needs.
And creates.
Yes.
And is prepared to make decisions quickly on the move. Like, he'll just go.
But like he said, it's our fifth year. Now we get it. Yeah. You played with everyone. It's fifth year, boom, boom, boom. Yeah, I can now influence. I don't just have to get a game.
And his point he made, and it's a really good one, and it's okay to acknowledge this. We expect first, second, third year players to just be thinking about everything and influencing team and leadership and everything. In those first few years, you were just thinking, how can I get a game?
You're learning how to train.
Yep.
You just want to get a game. You're learning how to deal with the fans.
You're running around.
Nightlife. Like, you got a lot on your plate.
And honestly, you are out on the field. You just think, how can I get my next kick?
Yeah.
Because that, if I get enough of those, that'll keep me in the team.
Yeah, or I can't run here because he'll be upset. Yeah, there's all that sort of
fifth year is where you start just broadening your outlook and thinking, okay, I'm comfortable with what I can do as far as
I'm not going to lose my spot.
But I can now look at how do I help that teammate, structurally, what are we trying to do?
I love the way they talk, those boys.
Time to get to your questions now. We do appreciate you sending them in. Lots of questions coming in over the last few weeks. I promise we are trying to get to as many of them as we possibly can. Krebin 1137 sends in, what are your favourite Gary and Harry stories after the wonderful lap on Sunday
evening? I'll go with the public ones. Harry's ham down the sock that he still to this day has never. Bizarre. He handed it to Tom Lynch after a game in Adelaide.
To give to Josh Jenkins?
Was it? Maybe no,
to Josh Jenkins.
No, maybe it was to Josh Jenkins because he's been sick in the lap. That's still, and Harry, what's your Harry? You'd have a Harry story of some weirdness that's next level.
Where do I start with Harold? I want to tell a serious one.
Like, I knew you'd be boring. What about how good a bloke he is?
No, I've got these memories of how hard he used to push himself in the gym doing the, he looks like quite skinny legs and all that.
Yeah.
The squats and deadlifts and all those strength weights your lower half that he was doing, the numbers that he was lifting were off the charts in those early days. But he would push himself to the point where he's always had that awkward walk. He looks like he's 100 years old. He would walk out of the gym, barely able to move, would almost have to crawl out of the gym and would need help walking out the door. He had pushed his body to the last millimetre of effort.
It's a good story.
Just a machine, that man. And Gary's stories, where do I start there?
Well, no, I'll give you two. I did this first ever story on him. I went to, you know, where they train with Mickey Turner.
The Falcons footy grand, yes.
And Mickey got me an interview, like, obviously, they protected and he didn't do any interviews. And I went and watched him play at Coburg and he was just a little kid. It was like, oh, he's got something. Anyway, he said one word. That's fine. And my other great story is I was fortunate to be in an establishment with you post-2007 grand final.
Don't know what you're talking about, Scott, but yes.
The victory. And you were overexcited. Gazook turned up with, I think it was about 50 cheeseburgers. I went, you probably don't remember that. I thought, that is quality. Handing them out, cheeseburgers for everyone. On the field, obviously.
Gaz on the field could do anything. Off the field, competitive as well. And off the field, one of the nicest, most genuine.
Always said hello. Like gentlemen. Media, they're the last people. Always, hello, Scott, how are you? Like that sort of stuff I just respect.
He was also brilliant value on a footy trip.
Really?
I'm not talking in a, you know, silly, would carry on, do stupid things and trying to be the life of the party, but was always there with you, laughing, having fun, little games, beach soccer during the day while we're all in probably a little bit recovery mode. Would do things like...
People wouldn't picture that.
Yeah, do things like bringing the cheeseburgers. I mean, that's not a surprise because he'd get involved in everything. He just loved being around the boys and brilliant value on a footy trip.
Oh, that's good.
Underrated footy trip performer.
On the give us his best game. You played with him for 200
impossible.
Odd.
Impossible to say best game.
When did he win the Brownlows?
2009.
10, he had a year off the charts, didn't he? And then he left in 11.
Left end of 10. And then I think 12 or 13 or 14? He won the Brown.
I saw him had 55 for Gold Coast one day, like live. It was ridiculous.
I was going back. I was reminiscing because I was working for Channel 7 on the Geelong Hawthorn Easter Monday game. And as part of it, we were reminiscing about previous Geelong Hawthorn classic games. That run from, you know, 09 through to Hawkins' 2012 goal and all that. And I went back just to the stats to... Just to match games with my memories because they blur a little bit. Was that one 09 or was that one 11 and all of that? And then I started reading Gaz's stat lines in those games. I'm like, so Gaz had 35 and kicked 4 in that game and we won it by 9 points. Yeah, maybe we don't win that without him. Oh, that one he had 33 and kicked 3. I'd almost forgotten some of his most unbelievable games in... Remember how high pressured those Geelong Hawthorn games were, and he's Gaz just
it's
torching
a good
them.
Well done,
unbelievable. Tommy Faz asks, "How big will Jez's impact be?" Jeremy Cameron, we've talking earlier. He's back in this week.
Well,
what's the impact? Is he further up the ground and Hawk deeper, or will they alternate?
I think he's the over the back man. He likes playing that way, Cameron. And I think he'll be deeper than Tomahawk. Oh, look, Tomahawk will sleep better. That's one thing. And I think he'll slip in very quickly. Physically, touch wood, it holds up. I think he'll kick minimal 4 on debut for the Cats. There you go.
Cats fans love the sound of that. The other thing his opponent will never come off. to help with Hawke, and Hawke's opponent will never come off to help with Cameron. It will be the others that have to make sure they're smart about it and all that, but you know that they have to lock on.
Instantly inject that forward line into goodness.
Mick, I'm going to go with Mick Admick.
Oh, Mick
Admick. MC. Mick Admick.
Yeah, Mick Admick.
Okay.
Do we make these up?
No, these are all off the social media.
Oh, okay.
Scotty, because we're all au fait with technology. Who will be our next captain?
Oh.
That is a great question because when the legend eventually retires, it will be big shoes to fill.
And he won't be one of these hand-it-down-before-retire types. I just want to clear that up. That's become a bit of a trend. No. That's not happening.
He's captain for
until he says, I'm done.
Tom Stewart, Mark Blitzarves. Not putting them in any order. I think that
they're both vice captains, aren't they? So Patrick Dangerfield's a vice captain, but he's...
I think Paddy and Blitz are the vice captains. Tom Stewart's been in the leadership group now for a number of years.
Yeah, there's not an overwhelming surge of... I agree. Any of those two.
This one's a different one from Declan Kelly. What is the best tackle you've ever seen?
Oh.
Geelong tackle? Or...
Oh, Joel Corey that night in that preliminary... Was it a preliminary final? Oh, was it a smother?
The greatest smother in history.
Okay.
Off was a big Chris Bryan as he wound up in his left boot. He was going to slot it.
Very key moment in your history of the club.
Diving smother. Geelong fans, you know what we're talking about, but those who don't...
Was it a prelim?
Prelim final, one we won by 5 points, 2007.
That was unbelievable.
Joel Corey, diving smother of desperation.
I got the tackle.
But also took possession of it off the boot.
Why you didn't? Otto's tackle in the grand final.
Completely
set the tone.
Chased down Pettigrew.
That just said, wowee. And that was early in that game.
I agree with you, and I'm just going to up it just by one.
Yeah.
Talking about setting the tone, the first tackle Max Rook laid on Raph Clark to open the 09 grand final.
He nearly killed him.
Yes.
Yeah, good call.
And I have listened to it back with Robert Walls' commentary, and it is just brutal. Raph Clark just ambled off the mark. You don't have that much time in a grand final, and Max Rook
ate
him alive.
Set the tone, absolutely.
Brilliant. Kynan Fuller asks, who is the toughest player you've played on? Kynan, I find that so hard to answer.
Give me two. Tough as in dirty and tough as in tough.
Okay.
So you played against Voss, didn't you?
Yeah. Voss was the most physically intimidating midfielder.
Because you were young then and he was right at the peak of it. They used to beat up on you blokes.
But tough too. He's one of his teammates, Simon Black.
Yeah.
He was in first hands and just this silky mover, and everyone thinks, well, he was just this beautiful mover, you know, not that tough. I would be all over him. I would.
Strong.
He would be in packs. We'd have Selwood and Bartel and these players meeting him from the other direction, smashing the living daylights out of him. More often than not, he still won it. And then the very next one, he'd get up and go again.
Yeah.
Like that, it was a toughness that was. He didn't dish out the hits like Voss did, who could, you know, destroy blokes.
And would like doing it.
But Black never flinched, not once.
That's a good answer. Solid player.
Yeah. Wonderful player. Jay Sakita asks, what do we do about Tim Kelly? Go a hard tag with the Shark if good to go. Jay Sakita, I think, hopefully we've answered that. We'd say yes.
We're all for Shark Nato being a tagger, and obviously no Shuey, just stop Kelly.
Tina Robertson asks, who is the funniest team to play against? I don't know what you mean by funniest.
Well, your era, you blokes, Mackie and co, were very good on the lip, so you brought a lot of humour.
Do you know who I found really humorous, and I only had one season against him? That's why I've always liked his career going forward. Stephen May for Melbourne.
Oh, yeah.
When he first started with the Gold Coast Suns, we played a game against them, maybe round 5 or 6, up there, and I just was resting forward for 5 minutes. The kick came in, me and him one-on-one. Now, he's 18 and isn't built like the man he is now. And I've just outbodied Mark, gone back, kick it to a teammate that we get a goal. The runner comes straight out to him and's just giving it to him about being more competitive against me in the marking contest. And he just so calmly said, well, he's 30 years old and had 12 pre-seasons. I'm in my first year of football. is it really fair to match us physically like this?
He's having this conversation. Yeah,
to the runner. And the runner's like just trotted off. And he turned to me and he said, do you think that's a fair point to make? Oh. I was like, I love Stephen Mayne.
That's quality.
I reckon I he was 78 kilos and he's turned into a wonderful player. So that, Tina, made me laugh a lot. No,
that's very good. Very good for you.
Yonakin asked, best meal pregame. I had the same meal pregame the night before. I've spoken about this countless times, even on radio. Mum's pasta. She made the same
pasta. What was it specifically?
Well, it was a bolognese-based one. I do radio on ABC now, as you know, and Mum's even come on radio with Jacinta Parsons in the afternoon and has told the recipe.
Really?
Every game. Even when I moved out of home.
Is it spaghetti or penne? No, do you mix it up?
What's
the spirals.
Longer, no, not the spirals. Sorry, the long tubular ones. Is that penne?
Well, they're the small. You can get larger spirals.
Bit bigger tubular ones.
Okay, yeah.
That was superb. It was brilliant. Mum would drop the casserole dish round the night before.
So what happened interstate and all that?
Yeah, disappointing.
You just couldn't. You had to mentally figure out.
Just deal with it. Eat the hotel food.
You weren't a very good player interstate. Oh, that's good. Yeah, Mum's cooking.
I probably will get it once a year now. Mum will still drop a casserole dish around.
No respect.
And brings back so many good memories. My kids don't get it. My wife doesn't get it. It is mine. Do not touch it. I only get it once a year.
You have a fish and chips. I'm having this.
Yeah, I used to get it 20 plus times a year.
Oh, that's good.
Now just once.
Mrs. Ling, God love her.
Loved it. We better finish up,
Scotty. Wow, you're so busy. I'm sure you've got things to do in this school.
I better get back to work and kick you out of here.
I'm going to loiter with intent.
Ruffians like you hanging around St. Joey's. Great to have you back on here. As always, Scotty, we'll be back next week. Jack and Sam, as we mentioned, Sam playing VFL this week.
Yeah.
Hopefully back in the AFL team soon. Jack, no doubt, running around with the AFL. We'll be back to dissect the West Coast Eagles. 1:45. There'll be a 10 o'clock VFL game against the Under-18 Academy, followed by there'll be an Anzac ceremony, with it being the eve of Anzac Day. There'll be a ceremony and then the game at 1:45 for those who are getting along to watch the Cats play. Enjoy the weekend. Enjoy the game. Hopefully the news about Paddy Dangerfield isn't too bad. Fingers crossed there. We will be back again next week.